from English Mojo.
The definition of lingua franca that I like most is this: a language widely used beyond its native speakers. And not long ago, French seemed destined to become the preeminent one for all time. The term lingua franca is Italian, meaning Frankish language, and refers to the Arab conception of Franks, ancient Germans, as a general word for Europeans. We're not in Kansas anymore. The term was originally applied to Italian mixed with Spanish, Turkish, Persian, French, Greek, and Arabic. The resulting Creole came to be used throughout the Middle East. Lingua francas have changed according to time and place. Portuguese sailors exploring Africa, America, and Asia and Oceania took the lingua franca circulating in the Mediterranean, mixed in their own language, and added local tongues. Other lingua francas have had their reigns: German in Eastern Europe, Swahili in East Africa, Malay in Southeast Asia, ancient Greek in the Eastern Mediterranean, and Latin west of the Rhine River. And of course, there was French, the language of diplomacy in Europe from the 17th century. You still see it on passports and airmail letters. So for generations, France thought they had the lock on the global language niche. That is, until Britannia, Hollywood, and the American music industry managed to infiltrate English into every last village on the planet. José Luis Roca of the Organización Internacional de la Francophonie bemoans the growth of a single global language. He says it will lead to a single way of thinking based on American dominance in culture and economy. And that is where we are today. One group of language lovers in a righteous huff over the rise of another tongue and fighting a desperate rearguard action, even to the point of having to fight the rise in the homeland of franglais, the use of English terms in the language of Molière. Pridefully leading this doomed battle is President Chirac, who in his youth worked in the United States and spent time as a Harvard student. Now, there's something oddly charming about the guy in the way he exudes stubborn Gallic style in the rush of the 21st century. English Mojo episodes are released several times each month. Subscribe to the podcasts, the text feeds, or the email magazine at our website, EnglishMojo.com. They're free. More at EnglishMojo.com.